It was not the Ottawa Senators. It was the Belleville Senators playing their first home game. Of course, they're playing out of Ottawa and CTC this year. First of, I think, 19 home games that they will play, taking on the Stockton Heat. And the man who helped to call the game alongside A.J. Jakubek on TSN 1200, the man nicknamed the Shooter, the Hall of Famer, American Hockey League Hall of Famer Brad Smith, joins us this morning on the Gabriel Pizza Hotline. How are you doing this morning, Smitty?
I'm doing excellent, guys. How are you doing?
Excellent, thanks. You prefer Smitty or Shooter? Like, what? I mean, honestly, if I were to fill you with truth serum, what do you like better?
I like Smitty. I think the real Shooter's from Happy Gilmore there.
Yeah. Yeah, Smitty, that's all that's all I can think of every time I hear that handle, and it's super cheesy. Hey?
It is cheesy. And you know why it's cheesy? PJ Stock gave it to me, so.
Oh, PJ Stock? Really?
Yeah, with the Wolfpack? Were you guys with the Wolfpack at the time?
We were playing with the Wolfpack at the time, and that's when the little soccer games just started before in pregame and warm-up, and we were giving each other nicknames, and all of a sudden it stuck, and, you know.
Was that I'm looking at your stats here, Smitty. Was that the 77 game season with Hartford in which you potted 50 goals? Was that season?
No, it was before that. It was.
Was it the 36 goal season? Was it the 25 goal season? Which one was it?
I think it was the 29, which is a little low. And Simmer would know this because I was actually playing with Mark Savard for about 15 or 20 of those games, so I should have doubled those numbers.
He set you up a few times. Absolutely. Oh. So, listen, we were talking before we get to the game last night and your thoughts on who impressed and maybe who didn't. We've been talking for summer. It comes up about once every 3 months here on the show, gruesome injuries. So you being a longtime hockey player, I'm sure either you saw or experienced yourself at some point some kind of bad injury.
Well, yeah, I caught your last segment, and one keeps popping into my head whenever I think of injuries for myself. I was playing in with the Wolfpack in Bridgeport, of all places. And it was near the end of a period, right at the end of a period, and we're buzzing around the net, and Rick DiPietro is down there making a gazillion dollars on a 15-year deal. And we're cycling away, and I'm playing with Rico Fatta at the time, and we should have put the puck in the net three times over, and we just didn't. The buzzer goes off. I get knocked down. There's a scrum in front of the net. The exit is right there to the dress rooms. We go right in. And per usual, right after I take my jersey shoulder pads off, and you know, you're grabbing some water, and Reeks is sitting beside me. And I start saying, we got to bury that. That's just ridiculous. He's not that good. We got to bear down. And he's staring at my arm the whole time I'm talking to him. And I'm basically saying, are you listening to me, Rico? He goes, dude, you got to look at your arm right now. And I look down at my tricep, and there's an inch and a half gash.
Wow.
And he says he can see my tricep pulsating. So the only I look down, and I'm freaked out. And the only thing I said is, trainer.
Like, you didn't even feel it?
I didn't feel it. I was fired up, and I sure felt it the next day. That was the end of my night. It got stitched up. No permanent damage. But just to see his eyes saying that there's a little pulsating tricep looking at him while he's talking to me was enough to freak him out. So.
Yeah. Well, his Simmer's a huge Rico Fatta fan from back in the day, right, Simmer?
Well, I thought based on that sequence, he would have put it in his own net. Nobody covered more ice than Rico without any purpose. Hey?
No, for sure.
Trying to read off of him, Shooter, might have been a tough one, hey?
Well, you know, Simmer, it's funny, especially at that level. I go out and play 4-on-4 with him, and I give him the puck a couple times in our end, and he'd go through everybody and score a goal. And I'd think, well, I don't really deserve an assist on that, but I'm going to take it.
Absolutely, yeah. He was a unique talent. We'll put it that way. All right. Well, yeah. Let's talk about the game last night. You did the game. First of all, a great job. You haven't done a lot of color analysis, right? You're sort of finding your way. Is that right?
Yeah, it's my second time, and but first in a long time, and AJ kind of helped me through it with the structure of what's going on, and it was exciting to be back at the rink.
Yeah, absolutely, and we got games coming up tomorrow and Saturday, but last night, I mean, all eyes are on probably four or five players, right? And it's funny, even the coach knows that's who people care about the most, right? And he always references Brown and Formanton, and I guess to a lesser extent Abramov and Lassie Thompson and whoever the goalie of the night is or whatever. But let's start with kind of the obvious headlines, and let's start with Logan Brown. What did you think of his night overall last night?
If I had to grade it, I'd be pushing towards a C. You know, you see what you've seen in the past. Good patience with the puck on the power play. Should have buried one. Got some tough luck there, hit the post, and Sparks played extremely well. But the pace, 5-on-5, isn't quite there, and it's not due to those wingers. There, his wingers were busting, and Shaw was working hard, and Formanton, I thought, was their best forward last night. But I would say very good on the power play and very average at 5-on-5.
Smitty, almost a whole year off for Brown, plays three games. You've watched him a little bit in the past. I mean, is he behind where you've seen it? And again, I know he's never been Formanton, but do you look at a guy and say, man, that guy's going to need at least a couple of weeks, if not a month, to get up to speed?
That's what I think, and I think it was smart not to rush him into the Sens road trip here. I think he needs these games, and big body, hasn't played a lot of hockey. He hasn't played a lot of hockey in 2 years, but specifically the last year. I think he really needs these games. I think Troy Mann is doing a great job getting him out there as much as possible. Took a ton of draws last night, offensively and defensively, and I think it'll evolve the same as the team. He'll get better, and I'm really looking forward to the Friday-Saturday game here against the Moose. And this team hadn't played in 11 days, and that's tough. And I asked Troy, and said, Troy, man, I said, how, you know, what did you do during all that? Because the only experience I have with that is when you get stuck with maybe in the AHL playoffs when there's no building availability and you have those long layoffs. And you give guys times off, he said, and we worked on our special teams. But he said, you know, nothing equates to a game. So the more games, the better for Belleville and Logan Brown.
All right. On the flip side, and we're talking to Brad Smith about the Belleville Senators game last night. You mentioned that you thought Alex Formanton was the best Senator forward on the night last night. There were a couple breakaway calls that I heard. What was your overall sense of his night?
Oh, it's a tenacious, hard on the puck. Straight out speed. You mentioned the breakaways, and Sparks made a great save on the second one as he tried to go five hole, and just a pure example of his speed. How much he's a stride faster at this level than well players on both teams is. He beat out an icing by, I would say, 5 feet, a good stride and a half. And for some reason, it was called anyways. And AJ and I just looked at each other, and you know, we're not there to bash refs, but that was the wrong call. And it was he was down 10 feet and beat the defender by 5 feet. So that just that speaks volumes about what he can do in terms of skating. But if he's not ready, he's very close, and he was impressive last night.
Wiry strong, even from an 18-year-old who was probably about a buck 60, Smitty. But when you watch him now, are you seeing a guy now that is filled out, and that speed and that strength on the skates and not afraid to get a little bit dirty is going to be a handful for NHL players?
Yeah, exactly. And you can see it in the corners there. He's giving guys an extra shot. He holds onto the puck for an extra second, doesn't get knocked off the puck. So yeah, it seems to be all there, and we'll see what he does when he gets the opportunity to come up to the big club.
The fans are anxious to see, you know, they're anxious to see all the young players, right? And if you asked the average Senator fan, they wouldn't like the entire Ottawa team to be just full of their best prospects. That being said, and again, you played in the NHL and you played a long time in the American Hockey League. Do you think at the end of the day that this extra time this year is benefiting Alex Formanton?
Oh, I think it is, simply from the amount of ice time he's getting. And Coach was very was adamant about this. He goes, these guys are going to play. This is our top line. And they were out there for 20 minutes or so. And the more reps he gets, the better he gets. And I think it'll benefit him. But I think the call-up's coming soon. It's impressive to watch. And there's a couple of other players, too, that kind of the next wave. They're not close, but you can definitely see the potential.
What about Lassie Thompson?
Lassie Thompson, I think you can see the shot and the passing ability. That good, hard first pass. He made a couple of good, long stretch passes. Learning to be a pro. I think they're being very smart with putting him with an AHL veteran. They put him with Golubov at times, and then a guy named Hubert Labrie, who's played for, I was telling AJ last night, he's played for more AHL teams than I have, and he's 20 years younger. So that's I think that's good, because they can insulate him, and I think he was fine. But this is going to be a long-term project, not so much long-term, but a couple of years. It's nothing that's going to be on the horizon. And I would include on the flip side of that a Sakharov, and I was really impressed with his third period especially. He had three great scoring chances, buried one of them, was hard on the forecheck, and just a big strong guy, and you can see the raw potential there.
The other guy in listening to the game last night that his name seemed to come up from you guys quite a bit is Abramov, and I think. The Sens have been waiting on him since they got him in a trade now. I guess that's 2 years ago, right? And, you know, he's getting 23 now. He's done an apprenticeship in the minors for a bit. Do you see him as being close to an NHL player, or does he maybe at this stage, are we looking at a guy who's a tweener, like a real good American Hockey League player, maybe not quite good enough to be an NHLer?
Yeah, I'm thinking that with all the prospects in this system, I'm thinking the latter. He's got to score. And I know that feeling. He's just got to put up numbers. The effort's there, and he's greasy. We mentioned it a couple times last night where he's running at sparks and trying to jam pucks, wrap around pucks, and he's very greasy from the hash marks down. Was a good player last year and has good chemistry, I thought, with Beaudin. I thought they moved the puck well to each other last night, but it's up to him, I think, to answer your question, JR, where he simply has to put up numbers just because of the size factor and he likes to hold on to the puck a little bit longer, which you can't do at the NHL level, but he definitely has a high skill level.
Well, yeah, and then that is with him, Smitty, though. I kind of feel like he's a tweener, though. Like, I see some skill, I see some effort, but at the same time, do you really see a role for him in the National Hockey League?
Yeah, and I wouldn't think so in Ottawa with all the spots, you know, being taken up. But we'll see what happens here. It's a huge year for him, as you said. It's the last year of the entry level contract, and got to put up some numbers here. And time ticks away here. Even though it's an abbreviated season, and with what's going on in society, you're still five games in here, and you still have some guys looking for their first points of the season with the Belleville Sens.
Last question for you. There has been, I don't know what the right word is, a curiosity or whatever. The fact that as this early part of this American Hockey League season has played itself out, Smitty, the organization has let go either in trades or through waivers. Balcers, Schlappik has gone back to Europe now. Lajoie and Yarosh have all four of those players who I think a lot of people would look at and go, man, those are would be really good depth pieces on a team like Belleville. As you kind of assess it, and again, as you saw your first game last night, would they have benefited greatly, the Belleville Senators, from having those players? Or is really the focus on the guys that, you know, the three or four guys that are really going to be the guys that they hope will make the big league team, and these guys, you know what, just aren't good enough, and so it was time to move along?
Yeah, interesting question. I think first and foremost, there were some guys that, when they didn't make Ottawa, didn't want to be in the system anymore. And it's as simple as if guys don't want to be around, then you kind of can't have them around. And the two guys you mentioned there specifically, in Balcers, who's doing a great job in San Jose, and Schlappik, they would definitely have helped this Belleville team this season. But if they don't want to be here, and maybe it's time to move along.
Yeah, and Balcers didn't end up clearing waivers. Just on Sokolov, just thoughts on the skating, Smitty, what you've seen?
A little heavy-footed. He's going to improve there just by playing games. Great stability on his skates. And it's just going to take some time, Simmer. It's going to take games. But very impressed, and specifically in the third period where he was he looked like a man down there at age 20 years old.
He is a big, big boy to be sure. All right, game one is in the books. Game two is tomorrow night. It's Manitoba, and they'll go right back at it Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Yourself and AJ will have the call here on TSN 1200. Appreciate the time and the insight. Take care of that triceps.
Okay, I will. I'll work on the biceps to counter it.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Mitty.
Okay.